Okay, let's start. It's quite 3 p.m. Hello, my name is Lothar Becker. Welcome to my talk to migrating to LibreOffice technology, old and new motivations and challenges. Well, migration to LibreOffice technology is a very complex task in technical issues and non-technical issues. So both worlds where we come from a proprietary office suite to a free office suite like LibreOffice and LibreOffice technology ones, develop further. These tasks are done now, for example, by me for over 20 years. And so in the meantime, the technologies, both worlds are evolving further. And it makes sense to think about old things which are duplicated, old motivations, and new one which is coming up with new versions of both worlds. So with respect to the time of 10 minutes, it's very, very, very short for such an item. I have chosen five items. I think the most important one, and there are some new ones in it, which I want to bring to discussion if you have time to discuss, or ask me later if you want to have more here in this. So the first one is it working? Yeah. The first one is an old one. Is an old one and a new one, and it means desktop client installation is still and will still be there. Everybody's going to cloud, to online, and so on. But as you could imagine, in a professional environment, you are sometimes in regional or in areas where no internet or bad internet connection is, and you have to work there as well for your job or something like this. So the most deployments are going with the solution that you have a possibility to work online, and you have an additional office suite installation on your client. And this will be, especially in Germany, where are such regions where you have no or bad internet connections, a long time last. So I mentioned these new developments in both worlds, in both office worlds. So there are some new, over the time, there are some new functional and UI developments, which are, some of them are positive for our world, for our LibreOffice technology world, and some are negative, have negative motivations for an migration. So let me start with a positive one. One is in the client, in the Office client, positive for us. If you have a look in the new Microsoft Office client, that there is working with format templates, which is very important in professional document processing, is becoming more and more obscure for the user. So it is hidden for the user that it would be nice to work with templates. And we are in favor of working with such templates. The negative side is, if you have a look in these new versions of Microsoft Office, you can experience that there are a lot of new assistants and automatisms which are partially laid upon artificial intelligence. And this is an kind of functionality we totally miss in LibreOffice. That's one example for it where we did it. It's the integration of the DeepL translation, the possible integration into your text processing to translate. But this is just one. Yes, it's a two-sided coin. Some users are totally fine with this automatism, but the negative side is that functionality is hidden behind such assistance, and they do not know what's happening in the document and could not work with it. So the second one I want to highlight is also an old one. It's the task for a migration to have the right strategy for the document format in-house and for interoperability aspects. So this is, I think this is a well-known item, but with new versions of the document format as well in the proprietary world as well as in our world, it is becoming more and more complex. For example, Microsoft is nowadays supporting also open document format, but if you try to define which version of the open document format they support, you're a little bit lost in space. So there are some interoperability issues for ODF in the other world, and it's intransparent. What is very, very interesting in a few last migrations we did for professional deployments, we have some aspects in the interoperability from LibreOffice to OpenOffice and back. So OpenOffice is still on Open Document Format version 1.2. We in LibreOffice technology on 1.3 and extended, if you choose the standard one. And there are some issues sending ODF documents to other people who use OpenOffice in this. Next one is Indeed, a new one. You all know this big issue or item of digital sovereignty. It's a huge wave of expectations coming to us, especially to the Office suite, to do all the expectations around it for free and open software. So they are becoming more and more aware about dependencies in the proprietary world, and they want, like a big bang, get everything, something like in one-stop shopping, we say, just click install and you have all others integrated. Even with other tools we have not in the LibreOffice technology, like chat, like collaboration and so on. And this is, as I said, meant out of the box, so doing it in a big bang. And all who are doing migrations know that this expectation of one big bang is not very realistic. Yeah, okay. So the next one is online correlation and smart devices. Also a good side and a bad side. Good side is if you have a look in the Microsoft Office online apps, it's a total disaster. It's a total disaster. And this is a point where we, with solutions in Microsoft, in LibreOffice technology, are on the positive side, definitely are on the positive side. Upcoming more and more, that's very, very interesting. We have a long time where synchronous collaboration was out of no value. But this is coming up more and more and more with this pandemic, home office work. More people are working synchronously on the same document. Other stuff like file sharing, you have to do with tasks for file sharing, integration with chats and so on. And the differentiation between online and smart devices is not known by the user. It's the same for them that they are doing their work online or on a smartphone. We all know that this is definitely not the same, the apps on the smart devices and the online office. I have to hurry up, I'm sorry. Last one is also a new one. It's an interesting development. We have long worked to have this notebook bar UI, and more is the notebook bar seen as the standard UI. And what we get is that we have more efforts, have to make more efforts in migrations for training and support in different user interfaces. And there's an additional aspect. We have to have be careful what we are doing on this different devices, client UI, online UI, and mobile UI, which can confuse the user a lot with it. So what is TDF doing for such challenges in migrations? What we are doing is we are certifying people in three different areas: professional developer, which are doing supporting stuff if you have integration tasks and so on. We have professional migrators and professional trainers. If you want to know more about that, please visit the DocumentFoundation.org certification program. You can see what we are doing there. It's a very special certification and it covers exactly the aspect of these challenges to have the best quality in migrations. Thank you. So if you have, if there are questions, I'm around and come to me and ask.
Good choices.